Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
Before we talk to Jackson here about messing up his engagement, explain something to me that you and I both witnessed yesterday, Kristen.
You and I?
Uh-huh. And let's keep names out of it. How does a newborn get written up at their, it's not even preschool, what the hell is it?
It's a daycare.
It's a daycare, right? How old is she?
She's like 9 months, 10 months.
So she got written up at 10 months old for pooping herself too many times.
She had four blowouts.
She had four blowouts.
Who were we talking about?
We're not going to name names. Saying,
yeah. So
the baby remains anonymous, but she had four blowouts and they actually wrote her up and there was a document that needed to be signed about said blowout.
Signed like, because Pooparella pooped too much?
Yep.
What are you supposed to do as a parent, like to make sure that your kid isn't having blowouts?
You just start lacing their breast milk with Imodium.
It seemed silly to me, but
I think, okay, so what I was trying to gather from the conversation, because it was odd, and I think we're conflating stuff. I don't think she was written up. I think they had to document the fact that she had four blowouts in one day, because that's a lot of feces.
Is it?
Yes.
Like, is there like a Child Protective Services thing if they have six?
No, but for a 10-month-old, but she's teething, and with teething comes diarrhea, comes blowouts. It's just, you know, they also spike fevers, et cetera. If you have a kid, had, you know, and gone through that phase, you understand. So I think they just needed documentation that she had blown it out four times in one day.
Okay. Then, all right. So the way it was presented was that my kid got in trouble and got written up, which the mother was very impressed with. Very impressed with her child.
Oh, I would frame that and be your first write-up. I'm so proud of you and your four blowouts. And let me just say, I've witnessed this child blowout before, and I understand why the daycare wrote her up.
Are some blowouts just some have more of a talent than others?
Oh, you have. And this one's got a talent.
It's special.
She doesn't say it. She sprays it, and it is impressive.
Now I know why she got written up.
Yup.
All right, Jackson. You're ready to get engaged, but not ready to be engaged.
Before he starts this segment, you might want to motivate him by dangling the Heath bar in front of his face to remind him what he gets if he does a good job in this segment.
You missed it.
There we go.
I already did it.
Yeah, he already did it.
It doesn't take much for me, honestly. So while the show is coming to a close, October 24th, more importantly, that is also the day of my planned engagement. And it has been a bit stressful planning this thing. I think I underestimated the effort and the work that would go into such an event.
Would be a great final ratings winner if you did it right here in studio.
Don't do that.
Wow, she would hate that.
Yeah. Then let's do it.
And so I've been, you know, bending over backwards trying to figure out all the logistics of this entire thing. So I've got the, I say venue, but it's literally just in my apartment. apartment. There's a lounge area rooftop that I have rented out for the evening. I have an after party scheduled. We've got food getting scheduled right now, which is kind of in the works. We've got cake. We've got my balloon guys got us balloons for the whole thing. All the pieces are slowly starting to come together. Flights have been booked for friends and family who are coming into town for this occasion to surprise her after the proposal itself. But there's one or two-ish last pieces of the day of plan that I need to hash out with you guys because it's freaking me out.
Can I ask a question of the listeners? Not to freak you out, and I don't think we're going to get any calls on this, but who organized a very big, a grand proposal in front of a lot of people, friends, family, and ended up saying no. In front of everybody.
Really?
I'm just asking. 1-855-BIRCHA. I'm sure we're not going to get any calls.
We
I'm
won't.
Just prepare you.
You know.
Okay.
Prepare for the worst. And, you know, fortunately, working for this show, it's prepared me a lot for expecting the unexpected and knowing that not everything can always go according to plan the day of. So I'm going to try not to stress myself out too much about stuff like that. But I'm more worried about some of the logistics of how I'm going to go about the proposal itself. And so what I mean by that is my sister is going to be on standby to prepare the apartment with things inside. I am wondering, how do I get myself and my girlfriend out of the apartment and then back into the apartment?
The
what is the proper excuse for that? Because we talked about this a little bit on the Personality Hires podcast and some ideas were thrown out, but I didn't feel like we settled on anything officially.
How about this one? Do an Instacart delivery or Uber Eats. Go outside to get it. Forget your keys and have her come out to come to get you.
Is that going to give my sister enough time to prep everything? Because we're going to go from a clean, empty apartment to everything set up and basically decorated.
How long do you need?
I would say 20 minutes.
No.
20 minutes.
No.
A half hour? Yeah.
You need at least an hour.
An hour?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you go get dinner? Can you just say, let's go grab a drink, babe?
Just would that be out of the ordinary for you guys?
Just to go walk down the street and grab a drink is a little out of the ordinary. We would usually have be going somewhere.
But the whole point is, okay, we're going to grab a drink here and then we're going to go get dinner somewhere else. And between the drink and the dinner go, oh my God, I can't believe it. I forgot my blah, 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 blah. You go back to the apartment and boom, instead of going to dinner, you propose.
What is the thing that I forgot that is so important that I didn't have at drinks that I would need to go back for?
Your dignity.
Okay, so would it be weird for you to come home and be like, I literally had the worst day? Like, it's just everything has gone wrong today. Everything with the show, with Pioneer. Can we just go? I need to get out of here. Can we just go grab a drink? Like, would that be that out of the ordinary to pretend that you've had a bad day? I mean, one of us could even stage calling you and screaming at you through the phone. Although we never do that, so that actually might put her onto something.
But Abby should do that as your boss of the podcast.
Of the Personality Hires.
The thing is, if I were to have a day like that, I would be like, can we just order food in, grab
drinks? Why do you have
drinks?
To be so boring?
It's just that's just the way that it would go. Although I think that maybe we could stage something because the show ends that day of saying that, you know, maybe there's a show thing that evening and we should go grab drinks beforehand to sort of pregame the thing.
Or, hey, the show just ended. All of my friends that I do this podcast with are going to go binge drink down the street. Yep. Do you want to come with real quick? Oh, we're done drinking. Let's go back to the apartment. Oh, here's a proposal.
Actually, so combine the two. I like the show's ending. We're all going to go do something. You get go. Let's get a drink beforehand. And then you're like, just got a text from Cassie or Kristen. Apparently, this is fancy. So I got to go. We got to go home and change real quick because I can't wear sneakers.
She's going to need to be changed and dressed up.
How about you do this? All right, because Mikey lives near you, right?
Yes.
All right, so what if you tell her that, yes, there is a gathering that night after the last show, right? You go to Mikey's to pregame, and then you tell her, and you just go there for 30 minutes or whatever, and then you are like, oh, shoot, I left Bert's retirement gift back at the apartment. Ooh. And that could be the reason why you have to go back. And so you guys go back to get that, and then you're going to leave from there and go meet everybody for dinner.
I like that. Okay. I like that a lot.
Because I feel like that's because, what could you leave? I feel like that's a very believable thing. Like, hey, I got something special for Bert. We're all going to have dinner together October 20th. And so make it about the entire Bert show, the last day. It's a last supper for all of us. You go to Mikey's to pregame, get him in on it. Hopefully he doesn't ruin it. And then you guys run back to the apartment to grab Bert's gift before
there
you head
is.
Out. Wait, I mean, now you got to get him a gift. No, I'm just kidding.
That's perfect also because then that gives us both a reason to dress up a little bit because we'll say we're going to a very nice dinner.
Yep.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You need a good lie. You come right here to the Bert Show, okay?
It's not a lie. It's a new truth.
New truth, right? It's the Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.